This GCN program brought to you by Frederick Remington, Fully Cooked Bacon, the thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry. Available at FullyCookedBacon.com. That's FullyCookedBacon.com.
Say a little prayer for you as you perhaps begin your day. It's Tuesday on the radio and elsewhere. I'm Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan and Kara Schillen, who is in our studio in Washington putting all of this together because we need a coordinator. She's the program coordinator because I'm in Boston, on the farm actually, outside of Boston in Framingham, and Victoria's in New York City. Jennifer would normally be in Los Angeles, except she has the poo-poos today.
No, so. I'm sure she'll appreciate people knowing.
Yeah, she's not hungover. She doesn't have the Rhea. She has a head cold.
Well, she doesn't do well. Poo-poos. It's poo-poo time.
That sounds like she's in the bathroom a lot.
Well, that's because that's your pejorative. I don't know.
Kara, back me up.
Yeah, there's 2-1 here.
Really? Ah, what a shock. Amazing. All right, let's look at where we are now and where we've been and where we're going. I have been quite, the last 30, 35 years, a believer. I was going to say intense, but I don't think that's the right word. I believe in reincarnation. I believe that we are here and we come back and live lives and fix problems. And some people think that I'm crazy, and some people think, wow, that makes a lot of sense. I don't really care whether you think or you agree with me. It's just a thought process that I have. And, you know, you say, well, what proof do you have? I can tell you how I feel when I'm with people, different sorts of people. Intense relationships often are a result of soul connections. I don't think there are accidents. I don't think when you meet somebody, like I believe that all of us here on this program have had some connection in a past life. That's how we've gotten together here. I don't know that we have lessons to learn between us, but we have been together. And then you get into certain circumstances where you like recognize a street or a building, and you've never been there before. So how is it that you recognize where you are? I think there's a certain strange and kind of wonderful deja vu that goes with that. Then so, as I think, I'm a curious sort. Scorpios ask a lot of questions, and that's why I'm good at what I do, because I've been asking questions and annoying people with the questions all my life since I was a kid. I would ask why, what, how, that sort of thing. And so, in terms of trying to figure out if our souls return to Earth and we have a number or a series of lifetimes, you go back and ask yourself, where did the first one come from? Where did we come from? And then eventually you ask yourself, where are we going? Are there a number of lifetimes? Is it limited? Or do you just keep coming? And did we come from some other place? I mean, all of these things that you cannot possibly answer. And so people just get headaches and they think, oh, I don't want to. I'm not talking about stuff like that. And that's where religion comes in. Because religion teaches you to have faith. What it doesn't always teach you, it teaches you to have faith in something out there, another being, another reality, instead of having faith in yourself, which is where I come in. I have learned, and oftentimes been the hard way, to have faith in myself. And so you have, but there are relationships that you develop here in this experience that come from other circumstances, and these people are here to either help support you through a struggle, to help you reach your goal, to just have some, you know, there's the unexplainable stuff that goes on. Like, how can you explain Mozart, for example? Where'd that talent come from? How do you explain anybody who's got fabulous talent? Now, some of it was developed in past lives. I believe that. I really do believe it. And so anyway, I didn't want to digress too much there. I was just trying to put into perspective the past, the present, and the future. So yesterday, a report came out looking ahead in the future of the Earth for the next 1 billion years. I know that may be a little far out for some of you, but just roll with me on this for a little bit and see what you think. I mean, it's not about the continuation of life. Well, I suppose it is, you know, in a practical sense, because according to this scientific report that came out yesterday, scientific predictions, if you will, of what will life be like on this planet a billion years from now, keeping in mind that the planet is 4.5 to 5 billion years old now. And one of the things that we're learning, yesterday we were talking about this, but we've gone back and forth in and out of this for the last, what, 3 or 4 months, talking about the Cassini spacecraft, what it's finding in Jupiter, and the rings and the gases and all that stuff, which is how the kinds of gases that create life are the life-giving gases versus inert. You know, when you learned when you were in chemistry, you had that chemistry table, and you realized what the living signs were, and then the inert gases and that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. Remember learning that?
I do remember that, yep.
Yeah, okay. So then you figure out what happens with that stuff as it continues to go through the process of creation and recreation. And so here's a pretty unlikable but yet realistic overview of what will happen on the Earth in the next billion or so years, maybe 2 billion years. Because the sun, as a gaseous ball, will keep expanding. It will go out and it will eat up all of the planets in the solar system until it just blows up. That's what will happen here on Earth. So then the question could be, if you want a real headache, where do the souls go that are here on this planet now? And I go back to the beginning of the conversation suggesting, although this is a mind trip and people have said by now, come on, Doug, let's get back to Earth. But think about it. If the Earth, if you believe in reincarnation or the continuing life cycle, and it, you know, we came from someplace, and in a billion years, life forms will die. All complex life forms will die on this planet within a billion years, according to this story, the predictions and the scientific report came out yesterday. No humanity, nothing. So by that time, humanity will have colonized on other planets, the same way I believe we were colonized by people who came here from other planets. Is that too far out for people, do you think?
For a lot of people, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, other planets, yeah, sure. I mean, that is for a lot of people. I think it might be easier for people to grasp the concept of, you know, past lives and things like that within this realm. But I think when you get into aliens, for whatever reason, people start.
Why do they call them aliens?
I don't know.
Why are they aliens?
I don't even actually know.
People who come to this country who have immigrants are also referred to as aliens. You notice that?
Right. Yeah. Illegal aliens.
Illegal aliens.
I don't even know. Like, what's the origin of the word alien? Now we're getting nerdy. I don't even know that.
I don't know either. You're the nerd. I'm not the nerd.
Oh, yes.
She doesn't believe
Mr.
me.
Mr. Space. Yeah, Mr. Spacecraft. I'm the nerd. Yep.
That's it. Yeah. But anyway, I just see this. It's interesting. There's a chart that comes with this report. We ought to post this on our DJV Facebook page, facebook.com/DJV show. The planets in the Earth's solar system, looking at the chart that shows what's happening to them or what will happen as we, you know, the sun continues to move out. Will the sun slowly expand and slowly eat the planets and thus give Jupiter, Saturn, Uranus, Neptune a chance to develop in the same way the Earth developed? Is that part of it? I mean, there's so many unanswered questions, but they're fascinating to think about. Where we are, go back to the dinosaurs and how many, you know, there were millions and millions and millions of dinosaurs 65 or 70 million years ago on this planet. And other than Jurassic Park, there aren't too many of them around now. There's a fascinating documentary that's out now that shows what happened. There's a scientist who goes to the place where the asteroid hit the Earth. It was about 14 miles wide, the asteroid, and almost knocked the Earth off of its axis, A-X-I-S, because it was so powerful. Imagine that. That's how it hit the Earth It hit the Earth at 4,000 miles an hour and destroyed all life on the planet. Everything from that 14-mile-wide asteroid hitting the planet. And so now, you know, we've come around. We've developed. Some people say, but we couldn't. Is that the right word?
Complexity.
Complexity, thank you. Of what life is about couldn't possibly have just taken 65 million years to create. Although people say, oh, look. But 65 million years is a blip on the radar screen of what, you know, really has happened. All right, so this is heavy enough. I've had enough of this. It fascinates me. And every once in a while, I want to expose you to different thoughts. That's all. What else is there except thoughts? There are many people who are the real weirdos who really think Victoria, that we don't even exist. That this is just a thought. We're not real physical beings. We try to, you know, prove
that's very Matrix. That's very Matrix-like. Yeah. There is no spoon.
Yeah, no, there's no life, really.
Yeah.
We don't even exist. This is a figment of your imagination, like everything else that comes in the discussion of these relationships that we're talking about, the soul relationships.
Hey, as Bono once said, Elvis is alive, man. We're dead.
Yeah. like that. 18 past the hour.
This is Shaquille O'Neal.
And the Shaquettes.
Reminding you that anytime.
Anytime.
Is a good time.
Good time.
For the cooling, drying, freshening of Gold Bond Powder Spray. Like after the gym.
Or a crowded elevator ride.
Or golf.
Or working with farm animals.
Or a hard day's work.
Like sports casting.
You said it, ladies. Stay cool with Gold Bond Powder Spray.
Stay cool with Gold Bond.
Hi, this is Leslie Segretti with a tip for love in your laundry room presented by Speed Queen. If you've got kids, you've got stains. The best way to stop them from sticking around is to treat them quickly. For most stains, soak the fabric in cold water, then pre-treat before laundering. For stains from grass, ice cream, or other dairy, pre-soak using a product containing enzymes. And if mud is leaving a mark, pre-treat those with a paste of powdered laundry detergent. Learn to love your laundry room at speedqueen.com.
Guess what, Friday? Thursday is coming for you. You've been the best day of the week for far too long. But now every Thursday, Buffalo Wild Wings sells boneless wings at a discounted price. That's right, Friday. Thursday's looking real confident. And it's not afraid to use partial-priced wings to be the big man on the calendar. Boneless Thursdays. We do it for you. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
Prices and participation vary. See participating locations for details. Void where prohibited.
Trades are scary. When a player leaves your team, you can't like him anymore, right? Isn't that what's supposed to be in Victorian sports?
Yes.
You can't even wear their jersey. Except at Buffalo Wild Wings. There is no judgment there. Other people may judge you, but at Buffalo Wild Wings, where they have wings, beer, and sports, that's all you need to know. Wings, beer, sports. And never mind the jerseys. So is it true? I wonder about wearing. I saw a youngster yesterday wearing a jersey for something, and I thought, why was it a Brady jersey? I don't know, the kids like to emulate, and they think just by putting the jersey on, it's like Superman. Put on the Superman cape, and you can be just like Superman. And Superman, I remember when I was a kid in the 50s when Superman came out on television, there were kids who would get up on the garage roof, put capes on, and try to fly.
Oh.
Yeah, how did that work out?
Breaking legs and breaking their ankles, breaking their arms. That was an epidemic for a while till, you know, people started realizing what was going on. But Superman was the big hero at the time, and maybe for some still is. And those capes are magic. So you cut the sheets up on your bed and put them on and go jump off the garage roof. 21 after the hour. This is the DJV show.
You You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is a great song by A-ha, done by Pentatonics. Crank it up where you care. I think I'll call them up and see if they'll take me as one of their singers. What do you think?
There might be an opening.
Really? Why? What's happening? Abby Kaplan is leaving. Wow. What a, that's a bad choice on his part. This is a great group. Pentatonics member Javi Kaplan saying in a tearful video that he has decided to leave the a cappella group. In the video, he talked about how much he's loved participating in the Pentatonics organization, but how difficult it's been to keep up with the nature of the group, which often requires him to spend long periods of time away from his friends and his family. All the things that we've accomplished, he said, all the music that we made, and the people that have been touched by our music far surpasses anything I could have ever dreamed of. Along with the video, he released a statement on their Facebook page saying that he'll continue to work on music, but being on tour is something he can't sustain. Okay, so I don't know what else is going on in his life, and I'm not going to criticize him. It just, you know, if you got to, if you got a tiger by the tail, as the this group does, these people do, you just, you know, you ride it as long as you can. But everybody's different.
Yeah, yeah. Some people are able to go nonstop, and other people's bodies and minds just don't work that way. But yeah, it's a huge loss because he's the bass of the group, and if you listen to any of the songs, you can, I mean, he carries the entire song, and he's amazing. So I'm not sure where they're gonna find someone else like that.
I think they'll find someone else. Crank this up a little bit here and see if you pick out his voice.
They're so good.
Yeah, they are. They really are. And you know, you wonder sometimes. I was watching a documentary last night about the Beatles' impact on Russia during the Gorbachev years. You know, the Beatles weren't allowed in Russia until Gorbachev was the premier.
Wow.
Until the breakup of the Soviet Union, they would not allow, it was, you know, they didn't allow the Beatles in China either. They didn't allow the music or them to perform, none of that stuff. And then all of a sudden, in the early 80s, the Beatles became a part of the lore, and there's a whole cult of people who are Russians who have groups that sing Beatles songs. It's fascinating to see how they have adapted or adopted the music of the Beatles. It's actually pretty funny. So anyway, I thought that was...
It's a big loss for this
stick.
Group, yeah.
Yeah, this is a group that will stick because they have, you know, most of the stuff that's around today doesn't have the ability to stick and to stay. Most of these people don't, you know, who's going to know who they are in 50 years or whatever? They'll all be forgotten. But groups like this will have their impact. Speaking of groups or people that will have some sort of future, Drake. In the news, in our musical portion of the hour, crashing a prom in Memphis this weekend. He flew in to chaperone his second cousin and her date to the dance at the Fairleigh High School. They came in at a white Rolls. That's a good way to get an entrance. He didn't perform, but he did throw an after party for his cousin and 400 of her closest friends over at the Hard Rock Cafe in Memphis. The Chainsmokers did the same thing, didn't they? Prom?
Yeah, they crashed right across the street from the venue they were playing at in Illinois.
Yeah.
So it's become a fun thing to crash a prom.
Yeah, okay. Why not? You like, it just adds to the fun quotient. Good. Good for him, good for them. 28 past the hour on DJV.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, the last couple of weeks I've received a lot of calls from listeners saying, Warren, my dog just absolutely goes crazy or gets really scared when he gets in a car. Think about a car from your dog's point of view. He's in something that's moving when he's sitting still. It's a hard concept for a dog to understand, especially if he's sitting in the car and he sees other dogs walking by. Of course he's going to react. One of the best ways to really get your dog to understand that it's okay to be in a car is a good place, is to spend time in the car stationary without the car moving. Just sit in the driveway, give them a favorite toy or a treat, or even a little massage if you want. And then take gradual trips. In other words, rather than go for a long trip and end up at a veterinary hospital where the dog may not be too happy, take short trips to a friend's house to visit grandma or an aunt or an uncle. It can make all the difference in the world. The car should be a positive, fun place for you and your pet. Just be safe. I'm Warren Eckstein.
Are you concerned about your prostate? Do you pee more often than you used to? Do you wake up to go? Be honest, is there a drop in your romantic life? These problems may not just go away, so you need to call for a free bottle of Super Beta Prostate, the number one non-prescription formula for your prostate. The ingredients are naturally sourced. With Super Beta Prostate, you'll have less urges to urinate, less waking at night, and an improvement in your romantic life, guaranteed. Try it free. Pay only shipping and handling. Call 1-800-573-0477. Super Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules to get the same active ingredients in just one Super Beta Prostate tablet. Stop running to the bathroom and call us now for your free bottle. Hurry, this free offer won't last. Call 1-800-573-0477. That's 1-800-573-0477. Call 1-800-573-0477.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insists on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Message and data rates may apply.
When did American men get so soft? Today's average red-blooded American man has less testosterone than his father, and his father has less testosterone than his father. Before we turn into a country of powder puffs, Force Factor is launching the Man Up America event. We want to send every man in America a complimentary bottle of the breakout supplement taking GNC by storm. Test X180 Ignite, loaded with free testosterone-boosting manliness. Get your complimentary bottle by texting ACTIVE55 to 369-369. During workouts, Test X180 Ignite raises levels of free testosterone in your body to help build lean muscle. Plus, it helps burn fat, fuel sexual desire, and improve performance. Now you can continue to feel like the real men that made this country great. Do yourself a favor. Do America a favor. Text ACTIVE55 to 369-369 for your complimentary bottle. That's a complimentary bottle by texting ACTIVE55 to 369-369.
Back in the saddle, as it were, 34 after the hour. I'm Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan and Kara Schillen. Jen Jen is off today, taking care of herself in a way that she needs to take care of herself. So here's a frequent problem, and it's come to roost in my hometown. Framingham, Massachusetts. Yesterday, a Framingham man was arrested after somebody saw him tie his puppy to a tree.
No.
And beat.
Oh.
I'm sitting looking at a picture of this dog, and I want to just go down to the kennel and take this dog home and just heal the dog. And I look at this dog, and I think there's so many of these things represented by people who have names like Aramis Ortiz. Now, you can say racist, say whatever you want, but I've found, for whatever the reason, in my observation, in my experience, in my world, most of the people who abuse these dogs are young Hispanic men. I don't know why. Who is the guy? Vic, right? Who is
Michael
the,
Vic? Yeah.
Right. And so
he
whatever
wasn't Hispanic,
it is.
But yeah, I mean.
Well, you know what I mean. I mean, I'm sure there are plenty of white people who are capable of it, and it's, maybe that isn't the issue. The issue here is, where do you come from? What goes on in your experience? I can tell by looking at a picture of this kid that he's on drugs. It is, you can just tell. And then, you know, that leads you to these other things that you do in the name of what? And how do people, this is back to the insensitivity that we seem to be creating around the young people growing up in our society. There's this, not with everybody, but there's this group that have an insensitivity to life. Maybe that's what it is. And then you wonder, where does all of this come from? Where's the example? We all learn by example, don't we? Isn't it? We are like we experience.
Yeah.
Your environment at home is loving. You'll be a loving person for the most part. I think that happens. And the same, I know with my animals on the farm, the cows, yesterday I was out in the pasture, and this little heifer who's probably maybe 8 months old came over to me, and she just, I was talking, Donald and I were working, and she just stuck her nose under my arm.
Oh,
pushed
so
my
cute.
Arms up and wanted me to rub her head.
Oh.
And, yeah, you know, the animals want to be as humans. We are animals. We lust for, we thirst for connection. And so we find it in ways that we can. And if we don't get it, I think that short-circuited part of our body does things that, you know, are unexplainable and unacceptable. And I look at the reality of who we learn from. Here's more on Bill Cosby today, whose claim is that all of the sexual allegations against him are racist. That nobody would be picking on him if he was a white guy that had the same experience.
Oh, really?
Really?
Can we introduce him to Roger Ailes?
Yeah. Thank
okay.
you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't get who the hell. He was on a serious show with Michael Smirkanish, who is a $3 bill, and as far as I'm concerned, that's neither here nor there. But the fact that Cosby thinks he can say that and have people pay attention to it, it's...
I mean, he's so desperate, or he's just senile at this point.
Maybe.
I don't know.
Yeah, yeah, that could be. All right, anyway, that's enough of that stuff. Success is what we're into here. How about some travel time? Those of you who are getting ready to think about traveling for the summer, where do you want to go? How much do you want to spend? How long are you going to be gone? Yesterday, officials in the European Union scheduled a meeting with officials from the United States to talk about plans to expand that ban on laptops, proving to be very, very unpopular with people who want to come to this country. Now, I would think, well, maybe it's a two-way street, because Americans love to go to Europe, but they don't want to not be able to. This is the culture that we've created. I don't want to fly back just reading a book. How can I possibly spend 8 hours on a plane just reading a book? I got to have my iPad. I got to have my laptop. I got to be able to watch and do. And so people say, well, I'm not going to Europe if I can't use my device on the way back. And that's basically what's come from the edict, the U.S. Department of Homeland Security, banning electronics bigger than a cell phone on board flights from some of the airports in the Middle East. So now they want to expand it because all of the Middle Easterners who are funneling their way through Turkey from Syria and in fanning out over Europe, Germany, France, England. And so our people say they have credible information that would lead them to believe that Al-Qaeda is working on bombs that can be disguised as electronic devices. So yeah, you can hear the sort of smarminess in my voice.
Huh.
I don't know. I suppose better to be safe than sorry. But passengers on all, most of the major European airlines, Lufthansa, British Airways, are not happy about the idea. And so they say, well, we just won't go to America. And Americans going to Europe, nah, I guess I'll stay home this year. That kind of stuff. So you can see this ban has had a very negative impact on airline reservations to Europe and back this summer. I don't know what's the solution under the circumstances. If, you know, they'll claim, it's hard to come down on a judgment here. What's right and what's not right. Better to be safe than sorry. But at some point, we're not going to be able to go anywhere. And we're not going to be able to do anything because we're so full of fear. If we walk out the house, front door, if we touch the knob on the door, somebody will have put a bomb, attached a bomb to it, turn the handle and blow up. Better stay home. I mean, where does it all stop? Where do you just say, stop. I'm not going to accept this. Yes. Stop, please. I don't accept. Well, see, that's what bothers me. Victoria's parroting what my grandson Miles said, and we have it recorded, when I was singing to him in a park one day. He asked me to stop. It was cute. It was a cute moment, actually. So,
do you have it, Kara?
Yeah, of course.
Oh, I might have that.
At the ready all the
time. So cute.
Yeah. So at what point do we stop all this crazy stuff? Where does life end? I was talking in the last half hour about life going away in a billion years. At this rate, nobody's going to go anywhere or do anything. Travel, if you don't realize, the travel industry is probably the most singularly important, other than the car industry, most singularly important industry on the planet. People traveling, spending money in hotels, restaurants, airplanes, cars, all that stuff. It's huge business. Huge. And so the more this talk takes root, people just say, well, I better not go anywhere. And then you, again, spread it out. How far does it go? Here's another travel item. The folks at United, as I was saying earlier, trying to correct the security risk of flight decks door codes. And what in the heck comes as a result of that?
Wouldn't you think that they would have to change codes for every flight?
No.
Really? I would expect that when they hand the paperwork to the pilot, okay, here's your next flight.
You're
going to
change it on the plane. You got to have, unless it's electronically connected.
I thought it was electronically done.
The ops center. I'm not sure it is. I don't know. I won't sound like I know what I'm talking about because I may not.
Oh,
although
okay.
That doesn't ever stop me, usually.
I was going to say, well, just for a change of pace.
A shot. Oh! Another travel time item. Lyft. Getting a leg up in the race to get self-driving cars on the road. Teaming up with Waymo, the driverless car division at Google. Spokesperson for Lyft and Waymo confirming they will join forces to develop the autonomous car technology needed. This thing, you talk about bugging me. This bugs me. I don't want self-drive. I want to drive my car. And nobody's going to say, you can't drive your car. Oh, I'll bet you at some point in time they're going to say that. Nope. No more licenses. You can't drive. We're going to put you in a bumper car on the highway. So how do you determine, let's just say you're driving down the 405 and you want to get off at Manchester to go to the airport. And the car's direction finder says you have to go down another exit to go down Century to get to the airport. I don't want to do that. I want to go down Manchester. Well, you can't because you're not driving the car. Meanwhile, you get stuck in a traffic jam. Or is the car going to have a brain and it's going to know where the traffic is because it's got Waze as part of its operating thing, and they see, okay, traffic's there, so we'll take this route. You got to wonder how far it goes. And then once again, well, your brain, it helps your brain to become mush because you have to think these things out.
I think you did just come onto something, though. Having Waze be as part of the programming of a self-driving car is really, that's incredible. And I'm sure at some point you'll see that happen.
Great.
But you're right, though. It does turn your brain to mush. Look what autocorrect does. I'm guilty
spelling.
Of this, too. I had to turn it off because I was forgetting how to spell, like, words that I should know how to spell.
Yeah.
And it's crazy. You type fast, and then you get halfway through the word, and it puts it in for you, and then you move on. It's Yeah,
remember
it's
when
not
George
good.
Bush said he was the decider?
Yes.
All right. So who's the decider now? Some piece of equipment in your car, in your life, decides. You don't.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
A machine. There was a PBS special on last night about robots and how far they'll go. And this guy from England trying to convince everybody that, no, humans will always be in charge because they'll be one step ahead of the computers. I don't think that's true at all, especially since we're dumbing everybody down as much as we are.
Yeah.
Right?
It's true.
So there. Thank you. Doug Steffen said something that was true. 46 past the hour on Tuesday. Write it down.
A seatbelt can stop you from going into a store. A seatbelt can stop you from climbing a tree. It can stop you from flying or from rolling down a hill. A seatbelt can stop you from doing a lot of things, like crushing bones and damaging vital organs. It can even save your life. That's why we enforce seatbelt laws, to save lives. So buckle up every trip, every time. Click it or ticket. Paid for by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
If you're a pro, you know that this is not efficient. Because you know there's always a better way. There's also a better way to save. When pros buy in bulk at Lowe's, they save up to 30%. Up to 30% on the building supplies you use every day, like insulation and drywall, which is a better way to do business. So at Lowe's, buy more, save more. Visit the Pro Desk or lowesforpros.com for details. Minimum purchase required for discount, U.S. only.
Hi, this is Leslie Segretti with a tip for love in your laundry room presented by Speed Queen. If you've got kids, you've got stains. The best way to stop them from sticking around is to treat them quickly. For most stains, soak the fabric in cold water, then pre-treat before laundering. For stains from grass, ice cream, or other dairy, pre-soak using a product containing enzymes. And if mud is leaving a mark, pre-treat those with a paste of powdered laundry detergent. Learn to love your laundry room at speedqueen.com.
When you need, spend a little too much time in the sun relief.
Yikes.
Attack of the Angry Mosquito Relief.
Hey, watch this.
Scraped knees.
And an elbow.
Relief. You need new Goldbond Pain and Itch Relief Cream with lidocaine. Goldbond has the maximum strength lidocaine available without a prescription and starts working on contact to numb away pain and itch. New Goldbond with lidocaine. Relief starts now. Use as directed.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Yada, yada, yada. So, how many people talking about environments and the way we are living our lives? A report out today suggests that one out of every five middle school students, one out of every five high school students have been bullied at school. And a number of reports of sexual assault and harassment on campuses, whether it be high schools or colleges, the number has tripled in the past couple of years. So, again, I go back to the environment. We're talking about how we are and what we grow up around and what we experience and how that makes who we are. So how do these kids get to be? I started this half hour out by talking about this guy, Ortiz, who tied his dog up to a limb. I'm not talking about he tied the dog to the ground. He hung the dog up. Whether you got that visualization or not, I make it clear. He hung the dog up on a tree limb. So where does he get that? How do people get that bullying is okay? Just the same as other people who grow up in good environments. You know, you say, what a wonderful child. Where'd that child come from? Well, the child was around love and attention and affection. And so at some point, we've got stuff that gets in the way of that. And thus, the problem. We talk about it. I don't want to just talk about it. I want to know what the solution is. And it's really hard to come up in this politically correct era with solutions to that problem. But it is a problem, according to this study. 10 before the hour on the DJB Experience.
Hey.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
For me, it was the big S-Class from the 90s. Beautiful. My friend's dad had one.
The SL. All of the SLs. I've been watching those since I was a kid.
I think the 1971 SE was the first Mercedes that just blew me away.
Everyone remembers the first time they saw one, and the day they began to long for a Mercedes-Benz of their own. Well, that day may be a lot closer than you think. With a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz, you can experience the luxury, the unparalleled safety, the performance, and the style Mercedes-Benz is famous for at a price you can afford. Beautiful SUVs, sedans, coupes, and convertibles that are factory certified and covered by an unlimited mileage warranty for up to 3 years, so you can drive without a worry for as far as you like. And during the certified pre-owned sales event going on now through May 31st, you can receive 2 years of complimentary prepaid maintenance and special financing available through Mercedes-Benz Financial Services, only at your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer. You've waited long enough.
See your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer for complete details and limitations on certified pre-owned warranties.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Now 53 after the hour, Doctor Time, one of our two reigning supremers here, the world of medicine, health, how do we make your life better in terms of how you pay attention to you, because that's what you need to do. Not up to Jack Stockwell or Ken Kronhaus, for our two resident doctors on the program. They'll give you tips and help you out, but you have to be the people, you have to be in charge of your own health. You have to be in charge of your own life. Big boys and girls, take charge. So, here's a study, Jack, published in the British Medical Journal, that reveals that some of the most commonly prescribed non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs, otherwise known as painkillers, may increase the odds of your having a heart attack. Now, I had Ken give us his spin on that, so I'm very interested to hear your spin, because this is a very thorough study that like had 500,000 participants all over Europe, and a lot of them suffered heart attacks. So we'll find out why they did and what maybe is in it for you. Again, help is on the way. Dr. Jack Stockwell with Doug Steffen, right back after these words.
If you're a pro, you know that this is not efficient. Because you know there's always a better way. There's also a better way to save. When pros buy in bulk at Lowe's, they save up to 30%. Up to 30% on the building supplies you use every day, like insulation and drywall, which is a better way to do business. So at Lowe's, buy more, save more. Visit the Pro Desk or LowesForPros.com for details. Minimum purchase required for discount, U.S. only.
GEICO presents a voicemail from your friend, Washing Machine.
Hi, it's Washing Machine. It's about, 7 o'clock on Wednesday. So, good news, bad news. First, I found your lost sock. Exciting! Also, I might have maybe flooded the whole basement. It's going to be pretty expensive. But hey, at least you got that sock.
Your washing machine won't pay for water damage. Luckily, one call to the GEICO Insurance Agency makes it easy to switch and save on homeowners insurance.
All right, 56 past the hour. Jack Stockwell, Nuka chiropractor and practitioner in Salt Lake City, here with his overview. Don't forget, by the way, any kind of bona fides you want to get from Jack, you go to his website, ForbiddenDoctor.com, and figure out what's going on there. You can pretty much tell what he's all about by looking at that website, ForbiddenDoctor.com. Okay, so 90% of all the painkillers assessed were tied in this study to an increased risk of heart attack. So, what do we do when we've got an ache or a pain? You're obviously not going to tell us to take these NSAIDs or non-steroidal. What is that?
No,
what does
we
that
try stand to for? Steer. We try to steer our patients away from that.
What does that stand for? NSAID. What is that?
Non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drug.
All right. Okay.
So in other words, it's not an opioid or some steroid-based type drug. They're not supposedly not as addictive. Yeah. And not as dangerous. However, this study, you know, like you and I have talked for many years here, and anything that's not a food, to some degree or another, will poison the body. Even aspirin will poison the body to some degree. And there's that growing evidence that an aspirin a day does you no good at all. In fact, it may do you some harm.
Oh, wait a minute.
But
my father said an aspirin a day keeps the doctor away.
I think it was apple.
It was an apple.
Yeah, because of the calcium malate that's in an apple. Calcium is such a boost to the immune response of the human body that when you eat an apple a day, you get a big boost of ionizable calcium in the body that really empowers your immune system. And with this study, remember, as I've talked about before, the major cause of heart attacks is an imbalance in the nervous system that causes the heart to speed up or to slow down depending on the circumstances. And that can get the heart locked into a cramp. Just like you can get a muscle cramp,
okay,
your
so
heart can get a cramp.
All right, we're gonna
and that's
fix
what
this.
These things tend towards.
All right, this is the fix. Everybody listening? Dr. Doug, who is happy to practice without a license, listens to people like Jack Stockwell who practice with a license. And I would tell you, if I knew this when my father was 50 and started having heart palpitations, irregular heartbeat, whatever they call it, he would still be alive. It's a product called magnesium. Am I right, Jack? Take magnesium because that controls the electronic impulses of the electrical system that is most needed to keep your heart steady as a rock. Am I right?
It needs to be taken in conjunction with calcium, but
calcium.
Your heart will not work without those. That's true.
Well, then you need vitamin D3 too, right?
Well, there's a whole host of things the heart needs to respond to when it needs to speed up or slow down, or when it just needs to flat out rest, like when you're sleeping.
Mm-hmm.
And the important thing about it is that no organ in the body responds to nutrition, correct nutrition, faster than the heart does.
Look at what it did for mine when you put me on something a month later, how much better my heart was. Jack Stockwell here.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there, just waiting for your glass. With a ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.